This is the Seedbed Daily Text, Soundtrack, Day 13. Depression is normal. It needs a soundtrack. Here's Psalm 42, sung to the tune of My Soul Gives Glory to My God. And sing along.
As the deer pants for water clear, so my soul thirsts for you. My soul thirsts for the living God. When can I meet with you? Have been my food all through the day and through the night, while men mock me and say all day, where is your God of mine. These things I do remember, Lord, as I pour out my soul, how I went with a multitude into the house of God. Great procession with a shout of joy and song. With thanksgiving I went among the festive, joyful throng. Downcast my soul, why so disturbed in me? Put hope in God, I'll praise Him yet. My Savior God is He.
Downcast within me, so I remember you from land along the Jordan Heights of Hermon, Mizar too. Waterfalls, your waves and breakers swept o'er me, they flood me without pause. By day the directs His love, His steadfast love to me. At night His song is with me still.
my prayer to God will be. I say to God, my rock, oh, why have you forgotten me? Why must I mourn all day, oppressed by the vile enemy? My bones do suffer mortal pain. My foes taunt me all day. Where is your God? They mock with scorn. Where is your God? They say. Downcast my soul, why so disturbed in me? Put hope in God, I'll praise Him yet. My Savior, God is He.
Consider this. Depression is a normal part of being human. The Psalms present depression as par for the course in the human experience. The singer instructs us in the counterintuitive practice of embracing depression rather than trying to escape it. Psalm 42 is not a sweet praise chorus about a thirsty deer. It is the desperate cry of a depressed soul. The singer literally can't stop crying. The promising path of past success has come to a screeching halt, a dead end with no way out. The Quakers would speak of this almost universal human experience as way closing. Depression can be expected in the wake of way closing. Frantic efforts to make way open again will only make it worse. The psalm shows us the contours of an unlikely remedy. Singing. Here's the shape of the song. We must become gut-level honest about our interior conditions, which requires that we ask our soul the piercing question. Soul, why are you so depressed? And we may need some help from a friend, pastor, or counselor to answer it. Medication can be very helpful in such times, but it is not a strategy. We must learn to grieve our losses and even mourn and cry in this stuck place. We must learn to pour out our souls to God. Finally, we must cease anchoring our hopes in way open, which so often in our minds is just another idealistic reconstruction of the past. We must follow the song to the bridge. What makes a good song great isn't the chorus, it's the bridge. The bridge leads us out of the depths of sadness and into the depths of love, where we find that way is not some new opportunity or direction. Way is God. By day, the Lord directs His love his steadfast love to me. At night, his song, my comfort is, my prayer to God will be. Depression is normal. It can take time to pass through. Way is God. Never stop singing. Ask yourself and share with another. Many people suffer with a condition called low-grade depression. It's not necessarily diagnosable, but it's there. Pardon the image, but it's sort of like a constipation of the soul. Do you get what I'm talking about? You feel neither alive nor dead, but the dim blah of in between. Does this sound familiar to your own experience? Sometimes just naming it can help. Let the song lead you in praying through it. For The Awakening, I'm J.D. Walt.